listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ah, yes, when you hear that music, it can only mean one thing. The president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, joining us here in the Dog Bowl. Prez, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Nathan.
Now, before we get into everything here, I have a bone to pick with you because you played a practical joke on me about these uniforms. And I know you're very proud of yourself, and it was a good one. It was a good one. But what's the deal, man? You know I'm a uniform guy. You know I was going to be excited.
I did, and that's why I played the practical joke. So just so the listeners can hear, Nathan kept coming by my office, and he wanted to see the uniforms, and he said he could be trusted. And so I figured that we'd mock up a fake uniform, which we did, and it was a pretty good fake uniform.
It was a great uniform. I absolutely loved it.
Now, it didn't have any of our colors, so that should have been a hint to you.
It did, though, because I even asked you, I go, is that brown? Is that a darker brown? And you're like, it's the darkest brown they've got.
Yeah.
Because it was almost like a black.
It was black. It wasn't brown. Anyway, so I mock up this photo, and I leave it on my desk, knowing that
I'll purposely
leave it on my desk, knowing
you had called me in for a meeting.
That I'll come in, and I'll start looking at my desk, which he always does. So he looks at it and says, are these the new uniforms? I didn't even have to say anything. I was like, okay, keep it under wraps. And so really what I wanted to have happen is...
Hold on.
Yeah.
So he tells me, yes, it is. You can't. He's like, I can't believe this was out here. I can't believe I made this mistake. He then emails a couple people in the organization. It's like, listen, Nathan has now seen the uniforms. He's sworn to secrecy, blah, blah. So I think I've seen the uniforms.
And he CC'd you on the email?
Yeah. So I think I've seen the uniforms, and I'm all excited, and you know, I'm gonna prove I'm evolved. I'm not gonna say a word, I don't tell anybody, but I'm giddy. Like, I love these uniforms.
And then every day he's sending me an email or text, hey, I haven't told anyone. Your secret's safe with me.
Well, and then the replicas would come out, the leaks would come out, and I'd text them and I'd be like, there's no way these are the real jerseys. This isn't what I saw. Like, am I going crazy? Are my eyes betraying me? And he'd be like, oh, yeah, no, you're right, totally. Nobody knows what's going on.
And so what I wanted to have happen is at the unveiling event, when the real uniforms were unveiled, it was the biggest surprise to Nathan. But unfortunately, Kevin and Peter thought you should know before the event just so it didn't throw you off. So you found out about 3 hours before.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good one. It was a good one.
It could have been better.
Fortunately, I love these uniforms as well, but I'm going to tell you, if you ever go into the future and do it again, just go with what you showed me.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that feedback.
You're very welcome. You're actually pretty talented a uniform designer. So,
well, that was our
congratulations.
Guys, Chris Motorelli and Mark Podolak did that work.
Well, they did a very good job. So let me ask you about last night, your thoughts on the event, your thoughts on the new uniforms, and we can get into kind of some of the process of how this came to be.
Well, what I liked about last night was it was for our fans, and you could see it, and the players interacted with the fans, and the players cared about it. How many NFL organizations can have an event like that?
Not many.
Where you just pack a convention center.
It was crazy.
2,500 people in there. It was great. The energy was amazing, and that's what we're about. If you really think about it, our fans love this team. Our players love playing in front of this team, and so that was the coolest thing about last night.
It was a great evening for the Dog Pound.
It really was. And again, just for me, you know, doing the live News Channel 5 event was great. I thought Nathan was good. And
well,
for me personally, I'm blown away by these uniforms. I think the 9 combinations add to what, you know, Mr. Jimmy Haslam has been doing with and your work at the stadium. Now you're coming to see phase 2, and you're now also showing up with the question mark in your head. What are they going to wear on the field? And I think that's very exciting and adds to the fan experience.
We're happy with the uniforms. It took a long time, and I think the reaction's been positive, but I think they'll even grow on people as they see some of the smaller elements to the uniforms, the Dog Pound on the back collar, Cleveland across the front. I mean, I think we'll take a lot of pride in that over the years. And even though there were leaks, reintroducing the orange uniforms too, I think will go over really well in time.
So those will be the alternates, the orange uniforms, which means they can be worn twice a year. Do you guys have any plans, because Matt was talking about this earlier, of having themed games, having a brown out, having a white out, having an orange out where you can, you know, have t-shirts at the stadium, the Browns wear the brown
towels,
tops, brown back, everything, just to come in and kind of have some themes with these uniforms now that you have so many combinations at your disposal?
We've talked about it, but we've got to get the players on the same page and coach, because that's important.
They got to play what they want.
The players
right.
dictate a lot of the decisions we make. Because we want them to feel really good in the uniforms.
So let's talk about the process. And you talked about the players. You talked about the Dog Pound. You worked with the Nike design team, the NFL design team. How much input was there from each of those parties, and were players on the team consulted? Were fans consulted? How did that all kind of go into being?
The fans really start the process. So the NFL comes in, and they have ways to survey all of our fans without our fans know exactly why they're being asked these questions. And then our fans build up the foundation that we take moving forward. Then the Nike and NFL come in, and they'll spend weeks here just touring the city, trying to get a feel for what matters. I remember Nike went to the Hope Memorial Bridge. That's the bridge with the kind of the statues.
Uh-huh.
And they said, this is Cleveland right here. And so we worked from that, and we told them what was important to us. We told them we wanted to keep the same colors. We said we can't change the helmet. And then they worked from there. But we said we do want it to be different. Our fans are ready for real change. And so they came up with different ideas. We went out to Portland. It's amazing. Nike's offices. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
It's like this incredible campus. You park in either the Michael Jordan lot or, you know, the Andre Agassi lot. And you go in there, and it's so secretive. They take you to this back room, and they actually had models wear the uniforms for the first time. First time we saw them, they were being worn by these college football players, and they looked incredible. And you could tell how proud Nike was about it. And that's when we felt really confident about it, because Nike sees these things all the time.
Sure.
And the one thing we didn't do, I think what happens with teams is they get versions of uniforms, and then they start thinking they can design better than Nike. And we didn't do that. We just told them, here are the things we care about, but you're the experts in design. And I think some of the uniforms that haven't worked as well, you probably had one or two personalities just say, hey, this is what I want, this is what I like, and that's what the uniforms ended up looking like.
And I know Andrew Gribble wrote a great article that's on ClevelandBrowns.com right now, in the mobile app as well, and I read it right after the event, you know, still excited to understand the nuances that go into these uniforms. Talk a little bit about, you know, what those things were, because in the article, I think it's Mr. Van Horn, talks about how decisive that you guys were walking in, you know, Jimmy Haslam, yourself, what you wanted, whereas other teams and organizations walk in with, well, show us what you can do, and then we'll judge from that point forward. But you guys walked in decisive with your plan, and they implemented what seems like to perfection.
They did, and what we've learned, I always tell people, when I took the job here, everyone said, well, what's the difference between this and Dallas? And I said, well, the fans here are so passionate. And you say it, but every day we learn it more and more. I mean, it's just a fact. And so our decisiveness came from the fact that we really had a good idea of what our fans cared about. And they care about our city. They care
love
about
the Cleveland
dog
across the chest.
And they care about our team colors. You know, we didn't think we had the authority to change the team colors. And they care about the helmet. And so in that respect, we were decisive. But after that, we took a step back, and that's when we said, Nike, do what you do best. And
yeah,
they did.
Right.
They were great.
And they did. You've got the Cleveland across the chest, the Browns on the pants, the reverse color stitching, which is a unique thing in all of the NFL right now, the dog pound inside the back collar of these jerseys. And again, you can get these right now online in the Browns shop or at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. The new jerseys are out there. You can get them at retailers everywhere. They're ready to rock and roll for you. Now, when you went through this process, you said you let Nike do it. Was there ever any thought of adding a fourth color? Was there ever any thought of having, say, an alternative white helmet to really go with the whiteout theme?
So if you think about the process, we start like you would if you were designing a home. And they come in, they start with color palettes. So before you look at any designs, they just will bring in 30 colors. Here are the colors that could be in your uniform. And here are the variations of brown and orange that could be in your uniform. And so we started there, and so we saw some fourth color options. And I think Shandon from the NFL talked about it last night. We had the gray face mask for the helmet. So we did look at gray as a possible fourth option, but we ended up changing the face mask to brown and then not having the fourth color.
Which I absolutely love. I think not only are the uniforms great, but I thought seeing the helmet last night in the new color orange with the brown face mask with the new stripes is a meaner, bolder look that, to me, implements what this organization is really making a move towards.
It's amazing. You make the helmet matte, and you add the brown face mask, and it changes the look.
Totally.
Everything.
And the other thing Nike did really well, which I think will take time for people to kind of to see, if you look at our uniforms, everything now makes sense. The stripes are the same size as the helmet on the arms. They come out farther. There's the stitching that matches up with kind of the hardworking nature of our city. So over time, I think people appreciate nothing was left to chance. There's a reason for everything in the uniform.
And I think that's why they've been received so well. Some people want to know if the new brown jerseys will be available to get personalized. When can they get these personalized jerseys? There's actually been a lot of demand and questions about that on Twitter.
You know, I don't know the answers to that. I've told people, I think there's some misnomers about kind of the business model of this. And any jersey sales are split 32 ways at the league. And so when we do something like this, we're not doing it for economic reasons. We're really doing it because our fans and players will enjoy it. So I don't know the answer to that question. I assume pretty quickly, but I don't know.
A lot of questions also about the orange numbers on the brown jersey and the orange number on the white jersey, which is a departure from both of what you had last year, where you had the white numbers on the brown and, of course, the brown numbers on the white. How did that come about?
Well, we felt like it would look good. And so
it sure does.
When we first went to Nike, we saw it, and then they do TV testing, and they were really worried that the orange numbers wouldn't pop on TV, which is really important for the broadcasters.
Sure.
You guys know this, to be able to see the numbers. So they had to tweak the numbers a few times to make sure you could see them on TV. So we almost lost that element because of TV.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Alec, my last question for you, and I know it's fresh off the uniform reveal, is just talk about who's going to have, and I know you mentioned the players already, who's going to have the input into what combinations are worn? And then also, too, if I'm not mistaken, I think the NFL needs in advance like your entire 16-game combinations that you're going to wear all season, when you're going to wear those alternates, when is that date determined, and again, who determines what combinations are worn?
I think the NFL needs in advance when you wear your alternates, but not all the 16 combinations.
Okay.
It'll start with Jimmy and Coach Patton. I mean, that's where it starts, and ultimately they'll be the decision makers. We'll have some thoughts. The Texans do something pretty neat. I think they have redouts.
Yes.
A couple times a year, and so we'll have those conversations. But ultimately, it's funny, we'll see. The players, one piece of feedback I've gotten from our fans and players is everyone likes a different combo.
Oh.
It's funny. I mean, I have a personal
What's your favorite?
My personal favorite is the orange pants and a brown jersey.
So the classic.
That's right. But it's funny. You talk to 10 people and you'll get 10 different opinions.
I used to not like the white on white. I used to really not like it. And now I love the white
on
white.
Love the white on white. And I love the orange on white.
Me too.
Which actually, going into the event last night, I wasn't so much a fan of. So everything has changed now that you actually see the 9 great combinations.
Yeah.
It's fun. It must be fun having those. And that event last night, you've been around the NFL for a long time. And I know you said, you know, you could only do that in certain places. But it was a raucous atmosphere. I mean, that was a crowd that was there to have a good time and celebrate. And they were loud. And I thought it was just a lot of fun. You could really feel the energy in the building.
Yeah, you kind of wish you could do something like that every year. I mean, we'll have a fan fest this year. And hopefully it'll be like that. But that was a special night for our fans.
The one thing that I mentioned, you know, on the TV broadcast as well, is when you have an event like that and you get the dog pound in that setting with that kind of excitement, people want football like this coming Sunday.
So I talked to Joe Thomas after the event, and you know, Joe's a veteran. He's been at this a long time, and he told me when he put on that uniform up on stage, he was ready to play.
See?
And he said, you know, it's the off season. He'd been sitting at home, and, you know, you're not ready necessarily go back to work.
A little out of shape.
And he said he got in that uniform. He saw his teammates. He saw the fans. He's ready to play.
And that's what it'll do, I think, 16 Sundays when you put on this. You know, the guys are going to be excited to get in the locker room to see what combination they're going to wear and then put that on for the first time to walk out into First Energy Stadium.
And I think, too, for you guys, you know, it's been an off season that's had its ups and downs, granted, with the logo and then now the uniform. And now it's time to focus on football, the draft just over 2 weeks away. And how does that feel to you and everybody in this building that now you kind of are through all these business things and now you can get back to the business that is ultimately the core of everything the Cleveland Browns stand for, and that's a winning football team?
Right. We know that winning is the most important thing. We know it's the only thing. These are things that happen with teams. You renovate your stadium, you change your uniform, but we know ultimately they don't matter in comparison to winning. And I think it's good. The attention should shift. It really should. We've got our players in the building next week.
Yep.
We have the draft in a few weeks. We have more draft assets than any team in the NFL, and that's intentional, right? And we're sitting there with 2 picks in the first round, 2 picks in the fourth, 2 in the sixth. We're in great position to make this team even better.
And there's been, it seems to me, and I don't know if this was intentional or not, and I know that you can shed some light on it, but it was more from the football side, that you're in good position to have a lot of draft assets again in 2016, because for the first time, this is a Browns franchise that historically had just 6 compensatory picks in the existence of the program, the fewest in the NFL, and now with the way that you guys utilize free agency, it looks like you could have 4 additional picks in 2016. Was that something that was a drastic change in philosophy, something to be cognizant of?
Well, I think Ray and Pet and Sashi and Jimmy did a great job there. That takes some strategic planning. It does look like we'll have 4 compensatory picks next year. And if you add it up and you take 10 picks this year, 11 picks next year, the simplest way of saying it is that's 3 drafts in 2 years. Good teams do this stuff. Baltimore does it.
They have the most.
You watch Baltimore do it year after year. It takes some patience, and free agency isn't a time for patience usually. And so it can be hard, but it can pay dividends in the future.
What are you most excited about now that we've kind of gotten through all these business things in the offseason and that the football season, the draft are right around the corner?
I'm always excited to see the guys playing. I was talking to Jimmy O'Neill about 15 minutes ago, and they were starting to kind of paint the lines on the grass a little bit. It's right outside my office. That's why we're here. Yeah. And, you know, the NFL, it's such a short season, and it goes by so fast. And then you have this long off season where there's so much scrutiny, but nothing's
going
on.
Yes.
And so I'm excited for the games. I'm excited for training camp. I'm just excited to see these guys.
Well, Alec, congratulations on the great event last night and a very successful uniform reveal. Congratulations on a tremendous practical joke. And I'm sorry that you didn't get to get it all the way to completion, but you still got me good. And you know that.
Yeah, I got you good. It would have been really one of the highlights of my life to have you up there, and they took off the capes, and you said into the mic, are not the uniforms.
Wait a second. Go back.
But you did a great job last night, Nathan. You were great with our fans, so we appreciate it.
Thank you. They had a lot of energy. It was easy out there. It was a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, hope to have you back here on Browns Daily soon.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you very much. All right, when we return, we'll go back to the phone lines with you, 216-578-0850. Talk about the uniforms, your favorite combination, what you like about them. Let us know here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.